Ballots go out in the mail to Oregon voters in less than 3 weeks, and that means right now is prime fundraising season for candidates and ballot measure campaigns. Salem correspondent Chris Lehman reports.
They're raising it and spending it.
Shamia Fagan, keeping her promises.
Chuck Thompson is not your typical politician.
Measure 90 reforms primary elections.
You can expect to see plenty of ads like these on your TV over the coming month. The two leading candidates for Oregon governor have raised about $4.5 million so far this year, $3 million for incumbent Democrat John Kitzhaber and $1.3 million for Republican challenger Dennis Richardson. By coincidence, Richardson has raised almost exactly the same amount of money so far as the group that's trying to pass a measure to legalize recreational marijuana. The pro-pot effort isn't the only ballot measure campaign that's topped the million-dollar mark so far. Both sides of an initiative that would require food manufacturers and retailers to label genetically engineered foods have surpassed that total. I'm Chris Lehman in Salem.